Have you ever wondered what truly separates exceptional leaders from those merely occupying positions of authority? Leadership isn't about titles or corner offices. It's fundamentally about influence. This simple truth transforms how we understand the entire concept. If you think you're leading, but no one is following, you're just taking a walk. The most liberating aspect of this definition is that leadership becomes accessible to everyone, not just those born with some mystical leadership gene. Research confirms that 3 out of 4 leadership traits are actually acquired through deliberate development. This means that even those with minimal exposure but genuine desire can transform into effective influencers when given proper guidance. Leadership operates across 5 distinct levels, each building upon the previous. Position, where people follow because they must. Permission, where relationships create willing followers. Production, where results materialize. People development, where leaders focus on developing others. And personhood, where respect comes from who you are. As you climb these levels, remember that the journey takes longer at each step, but ultimately becomes easier as you build more reasons for people to follow you. The key is maintaining all previous levels while ascending. Neglecting relationships while pursuing production will cause your leadership foundation to collapse. Some leaders accomplish significantly more through effective prioritization. The Pareto principle shows that 20% of priorities yield 80% of production. This 80-20 rule appears consistently across time, people, and products. Effective leaders organize tasks by importance and urgency, addressing high-importance, high-urgency first, scheduling high-importance, low-urgency work, efficiently handling low-importance, high-urgency tasks, and delegating or eliminating low-importance, low-urgency work. While efficiency keeps you surviving, effectiveness creates success. Leaders initiate while followers react. Leaders make first contact, plan ahead, anticipate problems, invest time strategically, and schedule according to priorities rather than others' requests. To evaluate priorities effectively, answer 3 questions. What is required that only I can do? What gives the greatest return? What brings the most satisfaction? When these 3 R's, requirements, return, and reward, align, success follows naturally. In today's shortcut-driven world, integrity has become rare. Yet integrity isn't just our actions, it's who we are at our core. It functions as our internal navigation system, establishing priorities and helping us resolve conflicting desires. Integrity builds trust, the supreme leadership quality. With only 45% of managers trusting top leadership in recent surveys, organizations desperately need credible leaders. As Cavett Roberts said, "If my people understand me, I'll get their attention. If my people trust me, I'll get their action." Leaders with integrity hold themselves to higher standards, recognizing that rights come with responsibilities. Image is what people think we are. Integrity is what we truly are. Those focused on image rarely understand their sudden falls. Like ancient Chinese who built impressive walls but neglected gatekeepers' integrity, resulting in 3 invasions, we must recognize that true security comes from within. Billy Graham wisely noted, "When wealth is lost, nothing is lost. When health is lost, something is lost. When character is lost, all is lost." Most organizations resist change, but the secret to transformation is simple. Change the leader, change the organization. Everything rises and falls on leadership. People do what people see, which means the leader must change first. Effective leaders build trust before implementing organizational changes. They make personal changes first, understand organizational history, position influencers in leadership roles, secure key supporters before public announcements, and demonstrate personal benefits of the change. People view change according to how they view the change agent. If they dislike their leader, they'll resist proposed changes regardless of merit. People resist change because non-self-initiated changes feel manipulative. Change disrupts comfortable routines. Unknown territory triggers insecurity. Unclear purposes breed resistance, and fear of failure prevents risk-taking. Satisfaction with the status quo leads organizations to choose to die rather than choose to change. The principle remains simple but profound. You've got to love them before you can lead them. Genuine care earns respect, making followers more willing to embrace change. Problems are universal, yet give meaning to life. Like eagles needing air resistance to fly, obstacles provide necessary conditions for success. What matters isn't what happens to us, but what happens in us. There's a difference between having a big problem and making a problem big. A study of 300 highly successful people revealed that 25% had physical handicaps and 75% came from poverty or broken homes. These achievers transformed stumbling blocks into stepping stones by choosing their attitude toward uncontrollable circumstances. Problem solving requires identifying real issues beneath symptoms, prioritizing problems, and defining each clearly. When helping others, leaders should guide rather than command, asking questions that help people discover solutions themselves. The goal is for others to process the problem, select a solution, develop a plan, and take ownership, creating not dependency, but a deeper relationship. Attitude disposition rather than position acts as a leadership multiplier, influencing followers' thoughts and feelings. While not sufficient alone for great leadership, a positive attitude is essential for reaching potential. The Cost Report shows 94% of Fortune 500 executives rank attitude above all other success factors. Leadership is influence, and attitudes spread through proximity like contagions. A leader's attitude multiplies through their followers. The 4-Minute Mile illustrates this. After Roger Bannister broke it, 37 others followed within a year, and hundreds after. Nothing changed physically, only attitudes shifted. The pessimist complains about the wind. The optimist expects it to change. The leader adjusts the sails. Our greatest growth occurs when we take complete responsibility for our attitudes. As Viktor Frankl demonstrated in a Nazi concentration camp, the one thing you cannot take away from me is the way I choose to respond to what you do to me. Changing attitudes requires deliberate effort, but yields immeasurable rewards for everyone involved. The growth and development of people is leadership's highest calling. Leaders who develop other leaders have no limitations, unlike those who merely gather followers. Your success ultimately depends on working through others. Those closest to you determine your success level. Winning teams have great leaders, select good people, play to win, make teammates more successful, and continuously improve. As H. Ross Perot noted, "Eagles don't flock. You have to find them one at a time." On effective teams, players exceed their individual potential. To build better teams, understand individual motivations, establish clear missions, define roles, create group identity, use inclusive language, and maintain open communication. This world needs leaders who use influence wisely, accept more blame and less credit, lead themselves first, and seek optimal solutions. We need leaders who add value, work for others' benefit rather than personal gain, and handle themselves with their heads while handling others with their hearts. True leaders know the way, go the way, and show the way, leaving a legacy that continues after they're gone.